This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. Herm Hoops has spent his life running rivers and protecting the places he ventures. A couple of years ago, Hoops was diagnosed with cancer and shared the news with filmmaker Cody Perry. Perry saw an opportunity to preserve the River Runner's legacy, which led to The Salad Days, playing Friday at the Sunflower Theater. Cody Perry joins me now for a look at how the film came to be. Hey, Cody.
Hey, how you doing?
Hoops seems to be well-known in the river rafting community. I'm curious, what kind of work did he do to become so established as an advocate?
He is a guy who keeps histories, information, and spreads it out throughout the boating community. And if you're on his email list, which is really about everybody, you get all this information, a variety of stuff about river conditions or a particular management concern, or even something like a new rapid that's formed.
Could you tell me about the time you first met him?
Yeah, I had heard about Herm Hoops just through the river community long before I had met him. And, you know, when I did for my first time, he's an imposing figure. He's loud and colorful, and everybody gathers around him, kind of persona or aura that he like creates in his community. And I saw him in Jensen, Utah, at kind of an intersection of where the river meets the town, and then there was a burger joint and a raft guide outfit across the street. So if you can picture it, it's this rural setting of just irrigated fields and a massive river and dinosaur national monuments in the backdrop. And there's Herm Hoops in kind of the midst of this like particular setting as a formidable boater.
Do you recall, say, a specific moment when you knew you wanted to do a documentary on him?
Yeah. So the moment or the idea came to me to do this documentary on Herm Hoops after, it was in the late summer of 2017. And you probably remember a lot of rivers were running pretty big that year, including the Dolores. We had borrowed some gear from Herm Hoops for a big trip on the Dolores, and we had wrapped that up, and I was returning that gear to him and sitting in his garage. It's rich with this memorabilia, and we're sitting there, and I'm returning that gear, and we're looking outside of his garage, and he tells me that he has been diagnosed with cancer, and the kind of moment, you know, heavily hung in the air. And I was thinking about this history and that this individual and what led him to become such a noticeable figure in the river running community and a person who engages in management, and what led that person to these decisions and his life story. And that kind of stuck with me for a while.
The film features these shots of him on what he expects to be his last river run in Desolation Canyon. What was it like to be there for that experience, something that was so deeply personal and reflective for him?
Yeah. So Herm Hoops does have a kind of notable association with Desolation Canyon on the Green River. So Desolation Canyon and the idea of telling Hoop's story by going on another trip down that place, that's how I proposed this whole thing to him, is like, why don't we all go down the river together and see this place for another time? In preparing for a trip like that, you know, Herm, I think, could only do so much. He had an oxygen concentrator. He brought 5 full tanks of oxygen to kind of just as a backup to that. There's all the logistics of planning for it, but then encountering that place, watching Herm see this place that, you know, and he's developed all these relationships with, all these memories, and that was something I don't think he was fully prepared for, or we were prepared for. It was a difficult experience, you know, to kind of come to terms with our own aging. Eventually the end will come, and then for Herm, like, encountering the kind of mortality on a different level, your own mortality, was a profound experience. And I feel like we all were able to find that commonality about why these places matter so much and why they deserve our affiliation, knowledge, and protection.
Hoops speaks quite openly about his mortality in the documentary and how he's grown so close to rafting over the years. Do you know if he's had a chance to watch it and what he thought?
He's watched it, and his thoughts, I think, range. I can only guess a little bit what it's like to reflect on one's, you know, life when you're on the edge of the arc that Herm is, and he's seen a lot. So I think it's a lot to reflect on from his perspective, and I think it's difficult to say what that was like, but he certainly deserves the kind of recognition in boating culture and river management, and his contributions to both those have been significant.
Cody Perry is the director of The Salad Days, featuring the life and work of river runner Herman Hoops. Both Herman and Cody will be at the Sunflower Theater for a Q&A following a screening of The Salad Days. That's on Valentine's Day, February 14. More information is available at sunflowertheater.org. Thanks so much for chatting, Cody.
Thank you.